Well, I am now joined in studio with Frank Downs from Youghal Active Retirement Association and Kieran Quinn from Youghal Credit Union. And they are in today to discuss a fantastic new initiative called Message in a Bottle. So, who'd like to take?
Frank, you go.
He's expert at this.
Well, the Message in a Bottle concept was developed by the Lions Club of Ireland and is widely used in a number of locations at the moment around Ireland. And so one of our members in Yarra came to us with a sample bottle that they had received, and they thought it was a good idea, and we and our committee thought it was a great idea, and we decided that we'd explore further. So we contacted the Lions Club of Ireland, and they very graciously gave us a box of bottles, 220 bottles, which we distributed to our members. However, many of our members pointed out that while the bottle was an excellent idea, it was dependent on the emergency services being aware of it. So we decided that we needed to widen the appeal of the concept and bring the emergency services on board in Youghal. So we were very lucky to have discussed it with the credit union, with Kieran and the credit union, who thought it was a good idea and who said that they would like to see it being pushed out into the wider community, and they were prepared to get involved and to support it and to make the bottles available free of charge to members of the public. So on foot of that, we've decided to have a launch next Thursday in the Mall Arts Centre at 11 o'clock. That's Thursday the 29th. And Damien Carberry from the Lions Club of Ireland is going to come and be involved in the launch. And the Lions Club are supporting this initiative, and we'd like to make sure that it's spread out into the wider community and that everybody can avail of the opportunity to have one of these bottles. Because the bottle is about the size of a yogurt carton, a yogurt bottle, and there's a sheet, pre-printed sheet in it that allows you to put in all your medical information. So it gives your blood type, your doctor, any allergies, medicines you're on, and also where you hold your medicines. So in the event of an emergency, if the person is incapacitated, the emergency services can come, see that the bottle is available, and this is done by a green sticker on your fridge and a green sticker on the inside of your door, which indicates that there is a bottle in the fridge. And so all the necessary medical information is in the bottle, in the fridge, and in the event that the person is incapacitated, the emergency services have immediate access to all the information. In addition, one of the big features that's developing that for the Lions Club is that the emergency services can also take the bottle to A&E if the person is going to A&E. So A&E would immediately have all the person's medical information. So we see it as a fantastic initiative and great for particularly for members of Yarra who maybe have a medical condition, but also for the wider community. So we're delighted to have become involved, and even more delighted that the credit union became involved, and all credit to the credit union.
That's a lot of credit.
Absolutely.
So I suppose, I mean, just to reiterate, it's just a brilliant concept. In fairness to Lions Club, it is their gig, and all, you know, digitally they'll go to Lions Club to find out more and stuff. But it's, I suppose it's not just, you know, elderly people. It's people with allergies. It's pregnant women. It's kind of anybody that has life-threatening conditions. So it's not just, you know, that's why we want to spread it out. So I've asked sort of community groups, say the Monday Club out in Killa. I've asked Kinsale Beg Thursday Club to come in. So anybody that, and I've asked like Niamh in the community project, and Sherry and the family resource. So it's to try and spread the word out as much as possible. It's 11, as Frank said, it's 11 a.m. in the Mall Arts Centre. And yeah, we just want to, people can get their bottle that day. So we're launching it that day. So we'll have loads of bottles there. And if they can't make it on the Thursday, each of our branches will then have the bottles. So in Ardmore, Killa and Youghal, we'll have the bottles available for people to collect. So there's been a great, even with the bit of PR we've done this week, we've had people coming down to the credit union looking for their bottles. And like, I haven't got them. We're scraping the bottle as well to get them. But look, we'll have them by next week. We should have loads. And then everybody, they're free of charge. But the big thing is, is that to take the bottle and fill in the details. A lot of people are coming back saying, oh yeah, I've got that bottle and oh, that's great. But it's sitting up on the kitchen table or the kitchen counter and it's not being filled in. And that's where it's crucial that those the details are filled in, put into the bottle, and then the stickers are put on. Because sometimes I was talking to Pat and the first responders, and he said, like, we come in on a scene and the front door is open, but there mightn't be anybody there. So that's why the bottle is so important for them to see the stickers visible. And that they can react straight away to medications or, you know, any problems that people have and stuff. So, yeah, no, it's great. And, like, we'd love to see it rolled out further around. I'm on the Cork Credit Union Committee, so we want to roll it out across the county as well. So, yeah, like, it's just a fab. And, like, having Yara alongside, they've run it already, so it's just, you know, spreading it out, you know.
Yep. It is a brilliant initiative, really, and it's vital. It's life-saving, maybe, or it's definitely helpful to anybody coming in attending. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it could be vital information inside it.
Absolutely. Yeah,
you know, and it's brilliant. And the launch, of course, is on in the Mel Arts Centre.
Place to be.
Yes, the place to be next Thursday at 11 a.m. And everyone is welcome.
Everyone's welcome. So we'll have a sort of chat about it first, and hopefully the emergency services will be there as well to kind of let them know about it as well on the other side. And then we'll have tea and coffee and stuff, and everyone can stay for a chat and all that kind of thing. So yeah, we'd love a big crowd to come and just spread the word. And as I said, to reiterate, it's not just sort of elderly people. It can be young people that are, you know, with allergies or pregnant ladies, that kind of thing. So it's everybody.
Anyone with a medical condition.
Yeah, absolutely. Or,
yeah.
Something. Not that we're saying being pregnant is a medical condition.
No, it's not. No. But you might just need the support, and absolutely, the support is there. Mm. And it's brilliant that it's to groups like, I mean, you come out and you do that for y'all, Active Retirement. You're so good in the community, and so is y'all Credit Union. You do so much for people. Both groups do, so it's lovely to see you both together in this initiative.
Absolutely.
It's brilliant, you know, and it's such a great community impact as well, you know, it's for the community.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it's very good. So, anything to add to that, gents?
No, that's it. Just everybody come along next Thursday. Yeah. And as I say, the bottles aren't here yet, so don't try not to come down, you know, this side of Wednesday or Thursday, because we're literally waiting on the bottles. We'll have loads, don't worry, we'll have hundreds.
And that's the place to get the bottles ongoing.
Yeah, on Thursday in the Mall, and then ongoing from Thursday stroke Friday.
In the credit unions. Yep,
that's
brilliant. Thank you so much.
Wrong.
And just to remind people again, the Mall Arts Centre in Yall on Thursday the 29th of February at 11 a.m. That's the place to be. And you'll find all out about the Message in a Bottle initiative. And
and the other thing is, just the other things that are going on is obviously First Cut Film Festival is starting Monday week, so we're involved in that. All the local schools, all the local kids would have done Animania, so their workshops are going up on the screen. And then also May Mother's Ways gang are on the for a Daffodil Day. It's just scary where the time is going. So we're launching that next week for Buzz until, oh God, you give the date. I think it's the third Friday of March. So yeah, we go from one project to the next.
To another,
It's all great and it's all, you know, good and stuff.
You're busy then, Kieran.
Busy, yeah.
On your toes all the time.
Anyway.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again, Kieran. And of course, Credit Union, the All Credit Union sponsor the Drive Time Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Now we're going to go to a song.